Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the number if you want to join us. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And presumably joined via remote, although the hesitancy there suggested otherwise. I thought we had Mark. We had Mark prior to the start of the show, for whatever that's worth.
I guess you can't hear me.
Oh, I can hear you now.
No, I can.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we do have Mark. I want to break away from the news for a bit to talk about a personal experience that I had recently, because I think it's it was an important reminder for me and my circle of friends, and I think it's something that people should definitely remember. So yesterday, everyone is on vacation this week at my other job, so I've been working a lot of hours. It's really sucked, and I'm glad that week is over and I can get back to my life now. However, one of the people who was on vacation had plans to go to Canada. Apparently, for whatever reason, she ended up not being able to go. I didn't even know this at the time, so this whole time I thought she was in Canada. But as it happens, she just, you know, stayed here in Keene. But Tuesday morning, between 4 in the morning and noon, we don't know exactly when, obviously, she fell down 2 flights of stairs, becoming unconscious and receiving a compound fracture in her ankle, which I thought a compound fracture meant broken in multiple places, but evidently it means bone sticking out through the flesh.
That's what compound fracture means. Yucky.
Yep, it's pretty dramatic.
Yes, and none of us knew this. All of us had texted her because we're friends with her, but she's not the kind of person to really check her phone. I mean, she can go days or weeks without responding to anyone simply because she doesn't check her phone. So none of us thought anything about it until Friday morning when she called a mutual friend of ours, apologizing profusely and wanting to know why the friend didn't call to wake her up for missing the party that was supposed to be held this Saturday. So this is Friday morning, the day before the party. This friend is calling like, hey, I'm sorry I missed your party. That's tomorrow, by the way. But why didn't you call and wake me up or anything like that? So after a bit of conversation, it was determined that there was something severely wrong. So we sent another friend out to her place where he found her basically black, covered in bruises all over her arms, naked for whatever reason, presumably because it was 4 o'clock in the morning and she was just going downstairs to do laundry or whatever. And just blood everywhere in her house. Not tables flipped over, but chairs flipped over, drawers pulled out in her bedroom. It looks like the scene of someone who had been attacked. Of course, that's not what happened. She just fell. And I say just fell like it's a minor thing, but she received a major concussion. She spent the next 3.5 days drifting in and out of consciousness, clawing her way up, back up 2 flights of stairs in order to reach her bedroom where her cell phone was. And she finally achieved that around 9:30 Friday morning, about 72 to 96 hours after she was injured. Thankfully, she doesn't remember those 3.5 days. And, you know, we're hoping that she never does. But she may lose her foot as a result of this. And that's where we're at. She's undergone surgery twice. And that's the most we know at this point. She is in a Massachusetts hospital because the one here in Keene couldn't help her. And Massachusetts has different requirements and stuff with COVID-19, so you can only visit during certain hours at this hospital or something like that. She's still not lucid enough to really know where she is or what's going on, and she's on enough morphine that she can't actually hold her phone up anyway. But all of this would have been avoided by one of two things. I mean, obviously, this is not her fault by any means, but it does help if you're the kind of person who texts your friends back within a, you know, 12-hour time frame. So, sure, everyone gets busy, but if you regularly go a week without texting your friends back, and this is all her friends, by the way. It's not like she just wasn't texting me. She just wasn't.
Some
she's
people
regularly
are just like that.
Yeah. Then people will assume something is wrong if you go a day or two without, you know, responding. But if you do have a friend who isn't responding and you text them, none of us tried calling her. None of us went out to her house to check on her. I didn't even know she was in Canada, but I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't have thought to go check on her anyway. But if any one of us would have had that thought, she wouldn't be at risk of losing her feet, or one of her feet, and the concussion's side effects probably would have been severely diminished, not to mention, she very well could have died as a result of her injuries. Thankfully, she didn't, and she seems to be on the road to recovery, although it's still unclear whether or not she's going to lose her foot. And it's a nightmarish hellscape kind of story, and I am just thankful she doesn't remember the experience.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine laying there for 3 days and not being able to walk, or, you know, it seems like she was very disoriented and confused, and she wasn't alert. But
she was severely concussed and presumably delusional during that time frame. We don't know exactly what she did while she was there, but for whatever reason, her air conditioner had also been pulled out of her window and had been, you know, moved across the floor. So it's all very bizarre. Now, the people who have been, I haven't been to her house to see the scene, but the people who have been there, who went there to clean up, they said, look, there's no reason to believe she was attacked, but the types of injuries that she sustained and the conditions of the house, that was what all of us initially thought when we heard the description, that, you know, oh my God, this sounds horrific. So thankfully, yeah, it wasn't that, but it's still unpleasant, and, you know, it's horrifying to think of what that experience must have truly been like. And that could happen to any of us who have stairs in our homes. And if we don't have people checking in with us and we don't respond to people when they do check in on us or when they just say hello or whatever, we could be there for days trying to claw our way back to our cell phone.
It's a scary reality check.
It is. Thankfully, it's not as bad as it could have been. I mean, it could have been that we sent someone out there and discovered that, you know, she was dead when she didn't show up for work. So, I mean, it definitely could have been worse. But this is a good reminder to all of us to actually check in on our friends, make sure they're okay. And if they don't return our messages, they don't return our calls, go and see them.
Yeah.
Make sure they're okay. Because there's a huge difference between 24 hours with a compound fracture and 72 hours with a compound fracture. From what I've been told, they prefer to treat within the first 12 hours.
Yes.
But the longer you go without treating, the more likely it seems that amputation becomes...
Well, especially with the compound fracture, I mean, that's open skin. And you have...
Also true.
That is another source where bacteria and infection can get in. And so that's a whole other risk in its own, never mind all the inflammation and stuff just from having a broken bone.
Yeah, she was so delirious, she didn't even know that she had anything wrong with her leg. She was telling the friend of ours who went out there, she's like, no, just help me stand up. I've got to go to work. He's like, no, you're not going to work. You're going to stay here until the EMTs get here. Okay, because that's how delusional she was. She was in shock and had a concussion. No idea what was going on. Thought she was just going to be late for work, evidently, and wasn't capable of making the connection that, hey, I can't stand up on my own accord, so there may be something wrong with me. So terrifying, terrifying stuff. And, of course, this happened at the worst possible time for anyone who was involved in this. And, I mean, obviously there was no good time for this to happen to her, but being on vacation was the worst time it could have happened, because if she had to be at work, you know, that Wednesday morning or something, it would have been caught within 24 hours. So, especially if your friends are on vacation. But that's difficult, right? Your friends are on vacation. They're in another country. They probably don't want to be bothered with a text message about hanging out that weekend at the bar. Who knows, right?
So imagine if something like this happened in Australia, where they are in super lockdown right now.
You're not even
allowed to leave your house, never mind go visit your friend. So what's going to happen to somebody if they fall down the stairs and they have a compound fracture? And they're delirious and they can't walk. They're just going to stay there forever?
I mean, the status answer would be to have the police do a welfare check, but police never make any situation better in my experience. So yeah, keep that in mind. Check on your friends, make sure they're okay, and if you don't hear from them, go and check on them. But when we get back, masks, don't work. In other news, an Italian idiot gets his COVID-19 vaccine QR code tattooed on him and uses it to place an order at McDonald's. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160. That's the number if you want to call in and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. And I've never seen any point in paying for pornography, but apparently OnlyFans got really successful doing it, and now they're getting rid of pornography from their platform because of payment processors getting pressured by evangelical Christians. And I'm just like, has no one told OnlyFans about Bitcoin? Because that way they can eliminate the third party from the equation entirely. So maybe they should head over to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started at the top of the page, and there you or OnlyFans can find the basics of cryptocurrency in just 3 or 4 minutes. Watch a couple of videos. You can learn the basics about this world-changing important information. But if you already know about Bitcoin, Bitcoin.com still has something for you at news.bitcoin.com, where you can stay up to date on all the news and headlines that are relevant to you. That's news.bitcoin.com. We may or may not be joined by Mark anymore. If he chimes in, he's here. If he doesn't, he's not. That's pretty much how I'm viewing it at this point. But we do.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of dropout. Can you hear me?
I did, but I also muted the notification about the dropout so that, you know, we're not sending that out on radio and stuff. So I will never know at this point if you're connected or not. So if you talk, you're here. If you don't, you're probably not here, or you're just being quiet.
Do you think that a lot of our audience knows what OnlyFans is? I mean, I only figured this out relatively recently.
I think most people would know. I think it's a pretty widely known thing nowadays.
I'm not entirely sure what OnlyFans is. I mean, it's like a Twitter sort of thing where you post not safe for work pics, and if people want, they can subscribe and pay you money to see more extreme pics.
So I know a lot of girls that do it, and they have like these menus kind of where it's like, oh, so you have to pay like say $7.99 just to access their account, right? And that's like low level nudie pics. But if you want a little bit more, you want like certain kind of videos or specific content, then you pay like $5.99 for this picture or, but the price
$5.99 for a picture?
The prices are pretty low. I've seen some of these menus and I'm like, that's what you're charging for this?
You say pretty low?
Yeah. $6. That's $5.99 for a photo? I mean, that's like, I would charge more than that if I was selling
pictures. We're looking
pictures.
At this from different perspectives. I'm looking at this from the point of view of the consumer who wants to buy the picture, being told, hey, this picture of me is $6. And me being like, hey, yeah, no, Pornhub is free, thanks.
Literally, but there's a lot of celebrities that do it, too.
Okay.
I know, like, a few, like, low-level famous people that are like Instagram famous people, whatever. I don't know if that counts. But,
right. I think that's what needs to be mentioned here is basically OnlyFans is the upgrade platform from Instagram. Okay. So, you know, on Instagram and TikTok exist these attractive women whom post pictures of themselves throughout their days. Maybe they're dressing up in, you know, some of your favorite characters. Maybe they're dancing. Maybe they're, I don't know what they're doing. But, you know, then they have the, hey, if you go to OnlyFans and find my account, then you can see this picture. You can see a lot more than this. And I honestly have never clicked through to an OnlyFans because I'm not going to pay for any of this stuff either. But, you know, I'm like, oh, so this is how it's done. And this makes sense. It's the freemium model, as it were, right? So the pictures on Instagram are free. And then the rest of the stuff, whatever is out there in the world, is you got to pay for. And so a lot of these people are managing to make a living doing this, especially during COVID time when everybody was home. You know, post all the pictures you want from home. And so if that's paying your bills, then it's great for you.
Sure, I mean, I'm not knocking it. I mean, if people want to buy the pictures, I just really don't understand the appeal of doing that. I mean, even for a celebrity, you could probably find a pornography actress somewhere on the internet that basically looks exactly like the celebrity if that was what one wanted to do.
Just Photoshop their head on it. It's like the same thing.
Well, that's a big thing now, too. Yeah, I think, I mean, what I've heard is that people want to control the pictures that they get. They want to, you know, hey, wear this outfit or get in this position.
Yeah,
or
customizable, yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got John calling from Chattanooga. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just thinking what you were talking about earlier with your friend falling down the stairs and getting a compound fracture. Mm-hmm. I've got enough knowledge the knowledge to be dangerous. I was an exercise physiologist, and I was a first responder. And, you know, I've just reminded that reminded me of Tiger Woods when he had the car accident back in January. He was...
I don't follow Tiger Woods. He had a car accident this January, like 7 months ago?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't aware.
And well, he had a compound fracture in his, and I guess he had some, you know, problems with his head because he thought he was in Florida.
Yeah. I don't know much about concussions. The only thing I know about concussions is that you shouldn't fall asleep if you have one. And that's the full extent of anything I know about concussions. But presumably, people are regularly delirious, I guess, when they have concussions.
Yeah, pretty common.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's a scary thing. I mean, that you know, you could be one of these people with a head injury and just suddenly not know where you're at or what you're doing or how you got there.
My concern with your friend is the compound fracture.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the doctors are also not concerned about this her mental well-being at the moment because they can't identify at this point whether there's any brain damage or anything like that because she's still concussed and probably she's probably not in shock anymore, but she was in shock at the time. So that wasn't their priority. She's been to surgery twice for her foot, and I haven't heard whether or not she's going to lose it since then, but I know they're planning on putting... They're doing everything they can to keep her foot. It just doesn't look likely.
I'm not sure if you're any football fans, but...
We're libertarians. Libertarians don't watch sports.
Oh, no, no, no. Well, I understand. Sports are, you know, college sports are... college is a place for learning, not sports.
Well...
But, well, this was back in 1985 when Joe Theismann broke his ankle. It was a compound fracture, and it was that retired him.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, especially an athlete who has to run, a compound fracture in their ankle. I mean, a compound fracture anywhere is not going to be good, but ankles contain a lot of bones, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they do, and all the nerves that are associated with all the damage that comes with a compound fracture. I mean, yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. They were able to repair the nerve damage in her foot. So I'd forgotten about that little detail. So maybe that makes it more likely she's going to keep her foot?
Yeah, it seems like the infection would be the issue.
Okay.
Now, if nerve damage isn't the issue. So.
Well, I'm hoping it works out for her. And anyone who's into, you know, the thoughts and prayers nonsense is certainly welcome to do that. But I just don't know that it would be effective. But if you want to be effective, maybe tell OnlyFans about Bitcoin because they don't seem to know about it.
I'll have you know I went to a baseball game on Friday night.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was great.
Okay. So
baseball's awesome.
Yeah, but you're more like a minarchist, right? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new CBS News poll shows President Biden's approval rating has dropped 8 percentage points since taking office and now sits at 50%. Biden taking a big hit among independents with over half disapproving of his overall job performance. Regarding Biden's handling of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, 47% approve. Regarding Biden's actions as president, 49% now believe Biden is competent, that number down 7% from April. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says the science told health officials a coronavirus vaccine becomes less effective over time. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Murthy saying most people have full protection from the virus right now if they are vaccinated. Murthy adding that's why they aren't rolling out COVID boosters until September 20th to the entire population. USA Radio News. As Afghan refugees are continuing to be put on planes and sent to the United States, the vetting process continues for the refugees.
The Department of Defense says that about 17,000 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan in the last week. About 6,000 troops are currently on the ground to help in that effort, a needed force as ISIS has reportedly threatened both the airport and the people trying to get to it. Major General Hank Taylor of the Joint Staff said Saturday that vetting the Afghan evacuees has become a cross-agency effort for the federal government.
I would add that intelligence, law enforcement, and counterterrorism professionals are conducting screening and security vetting for all SIV and others vulnerable Afghans before they are allowed to enter into the United States. These agencies are surging resources to evaluate all of these evacuees to ensure protection of the homeland. This massive effort is the result of teamwork.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us. Your thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. And you know, I've never regretted leaving the state of Mississippi. I was going to preface this by saying, you know, every day I'm grateful that I left the state of Mississippi, but really it rarely even crosses my mind. However, today it did. And I've never been happier to have made the decision to get the hell out of the worst state in the United States by just about any metric you can find, because Mississippi has a new policy for people who have tested positive for COVID-19. If they refuse to self-isolate, they could face fines and jail time. So it's no longer self-isolation if you're under the threat of force and violence if you don't do it. You're being quarantined against your will.
I wonder if there's any other states that are doing that. It seems like a California thing to do. Or like New York would love to do that.
They are definitely taking what looks like an Australia-style approach here. They haven't locked it down, I don't think. But they're working on it. The state health officer from Mississippi...
Well, I want to pop in here. So, as many people who listen to the show regularly know, I am a resident of the U.S. Marianas, which is a, you know, little chain of islands up near Guam. And I was expecting to go back here right about now to the U.S. Marianas.
I know. I remember discussing back in January or December of last year the plan to go there in September.
Yep, I pretty much have to do 2 months, 60 days there in what I'm calling a 5-star tropical paradise jail, because I'm supposed to go, but now they have a quarantine that's going on for residents. Like, it doesn't matter whether you're a resident, whether you're a visiting, it doesn't anything. You've got to go to their five-star hotel for 5 days and stay there.
Why 5 days? Did COVID change? Is it no longer 10 days or 14 days or whatever?
Yeah, I think it has, basically. 5 days is the sort of minimum safe as opposed to the maximum safe.
Okay.
Do you have to take a test? Or is it
Oh, you'll be taking all kinds of tests.
Oh, okay.
I am vaccinated, and I am a resident, and I would still
You're
have
not
to
just vaccinated,
test.
You're double vaccinated. You got right. the Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson.
It's actually,
hardcore.
Yeah, Moderna and Johnson. Is it Moderna? Yeah, that's right. I'm not going, because I'm not going to check into jail, and I don't care. I can't imagine that this is going to affect taxation, you know, the U.S. tax forms or whatever, because, well, I can't go back without getting quarantined, so I'm not going.
Can't say I blame you. But Mississippi has issued a COVID-19 isolation order on Friday to tell people that they've tested positive for COVID-19 and refused to self-isolate. They could face fines or possible jail time. In the order, Mississippi State Health Officer Thomas Dobbs said that people have to isolate themselves at home once they become aware they are infected. People are expected to remain home for 10 days after becoming ill or testing positive for COVID-19, regardless of whether they are fully vaccinated. A negative test for COVID-19 is not required to end isolation at the end of 10 days, but you must be fever-free for at least 24 hours with improvement of other symptoms, the order said. That's very unclear. So you have to do it a minimum of 10 days or for at least 24 hours with improvement of other symptoms if you have no fever. It's very confusing. The order stated, now, I want to know how in the hell the Mississippi State Health Officer has the legal authority to issue this sort of order. The order stated that refusal to obey could include several fines or punishment. Someone who refuses to obey the order of a health official could receive a $500 fine, up to 6 months in jail, or both. However, when a life-threatening disease is involved, the refusal to obey the order could include up to $5,000 in fines or 5 years of jail time, or both.
So when did the common cold become a life-threatening illness?
Well, every illness can be life-threatening.
Well, right. That's the thing, is that I'm looking right now at the Center for Disease Control.
Oh, I was hoping you had a graph.
I get a graph.
Okay, we're good. Let's go. We're good then.
CDC.gov. And I'm looking at their graph of all the deaths since January, the week of January 1st, 2017. So this is a lot of weeks of American deaths. And, you know, there's almost no week where 50,000 Americans don't die. And, you know, at the peak of flu season, you can expect 60,000 Americans to die. That's normal. That's average. Right now,
my question would be, since you're looking at this graph and I'm not, was the flu season of 2018 deadlier than the first COVID winter of 2019 or 2020, whatever the hell it was?
No, it was not deadlier. So the flu season of 2018, which was, you know, had some bad weeks in it, was not as deadly as the first bump of COVID, which was deadlier than the second bump, but everything pales in comparison to what I've got call the Republican opt-out bump, which is gigantic.
What is the Republican opt-out?
A lot
bump?
Of Americans died, and there's no doubt about it. But COVID, if you look at this chart, COVID was over in March. I mean, that's it. Basically, the first week of March or the last week of February, you decide.
Now, what is the Republican opt-out?
The deaths have been relatively normal since then, including the week of July 24th, which was 4 weeks ago. I don't count the two most recent weeks on this chart because I've been watching it enough and I know that they go up. So how long has the Delta variant been lurking about? I don't know the answer, but basically all this hullabaloo is about something that has, at this point, not moved the needle as far as deaths go.
Right. You said a Republican opt-out bump. What is that?
It was basically the third bump from, let's call it November, the week of November 7th through the week of February 20th. So basically the holiday season. Everybody's okay. Sick and tired of COVID at that point.
Sure.
Tired of all the rules, tired of wearing this mask. I'm tired. And they just, you know, stopped. And, you know, you can say what you want about, you know, those things and their results or whatever, but a lot more people died in the third bump.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no doubt that SARS-CoV-2, whatever you want to call it, it does cause a life-threatening disease for some segment of the population, a very small, apparently.
But so do a lot of things.
Yes, so, but if they can do that with COVID-19, if they can increase it to $5,000 in fines and 5 years in jail.
Yeah, what about all the other communicable diseases and all the other contagious diseases, you know?
Are we going to be seeing fines for people, $5,000 fines for people who, you know, have the flu and go to the grocery store or have a cold or pneumonia or whatever?
Yep. That can kill grandma, too.
Flu kills people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's the thing is that I'm amazed. People are all worried about this non-deadly variant called Delta. God knows what's going to happen with Lambda. I'm not even sure. But they're all worried about this variant. Nobody ever talks about, say, viral meningitis. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, these are things that are awful.
Yeah, that's actually deadly.
Right.
So Mississippi has started to see its third and highest peak in COVID-19 cases. The state saw 5,000 cases on Thursday, the most it has recorded since the beginning of the pandemic. Cases had been reported in as low as the double digits and hundreds in June. The state has been struggling with a relatively low vaccination rate. Only 37% of the population is fully vaccinated. Because the state has struggled to contain the virus, a staggering 20,000 students in Mississippi had to be quarantined after the first week of school. And obviously, that's not a voluntary quarantine, because if they don't obey, their parents probably get fined. It doesn't say what school age these students are, but odds are their parents could get fined $5,000 or end up spending 5 years in jail. More nonsense going up, evidently coming up. Evidently, the Biden administration wants to ban the sale of Russian guns and ammo. Why? What's wrong with the Russians? It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Stupid people provide limitless stuff to talk about, and there's no one more stupid generally than young college kids. And when I say that, I mean reckless. I don't mean they're, you know, intellectually inferior. I mean they're rash. They don't think things through, and they just are freshly indoctrinated with all of the liberal talking points of the education system. And that's how you end up with an Italian student, 22 years old, who tattooed his COVID certificate barcode, because they have one of those in Italy, apparently. Your little barcode on your phone that allows you to show McDonald's or Walmart or Target or the Italian equivalents that you've been vaccinated. They have just a little barcode. He got that tattooed on his arm.
Whole new level of virtue signaling right there.
But they don't even have to tattoo people anymore. The people will tattoo themselves. And I hate making these comparisons. I've been against making any sort of comparisons to COVID-19 and the Holocaust, because they're worlds apart. But here we do have a guy who just literally tattooed a barcode on his arm. So make of that what you will. He's a student in Italy, and his name is Andrea Colonetta. He said he hadn't given much thought in advance before getting the tattoo. Shocking. Just
first red flag.
Yeah. I'm going to go get this tattooed on me. But he decided on it was a practical choice after talking over with a tattoo artist. The underside of his arm now bears a matrix of black squares from the QR code of his official Italian Green Pass. He said he had received both doses of a vaccine. The pass gives proof of coronavirus vaccination status, that you are vaccinated, have recovered from the virus, or tested negative in the last 48 hours. And why can't we have that here, where if you've recovered from the virus, you're considered vaccinated? Because that makes a lot of sense to me, right? I've had COVID-19. So when this concert that I'm going to next month, presuming it still happens, who knows what's going to happen with the next month? The sooner it gets here, the better. Will states be locked down by then? Will airports be locked down? I don't know. But presuming it still happens, I'm supposed to present a proof of vaccination card. Why can't I just say, no, look, I've already had COVID. You can listen to me complain about it for 7 weeks on the air about how I couldn't smell or taste anything. I clearly, for sure, had COVID. Now let me in. But they won't do that. But evidently in Italy, their little pass will let you say that you recover from the virus.
That's actually really surprising to me. But natural antibodies are more effective than
vaccines. Right? So. Nature has been doing this a whole lot longer than human beings have. It has been required in Italy since August the 6th to get into cinemas, museums, and indoor sports venues, or to eat indoors at restaurants. So if you want to go to movies or museums, or you want to see sports or eat in restaurants, you have to have this pass. Otherwise, you're a second-class citizen. Colinetta from the Southern City, I don't care, said, it's certainly something original, and I like to be different. He received a lot of attention on Instagram and TikTok. His parents were not amused. He said, certainly, they encouraged me to be less impulsive and to better reflect on things. They should have taught you that lesson 10 years ago before you were old enough to get a tattoo. But hey, the new barcode does work, at least.
Imagine if it didn't. Right? That'd be so funny.
Props to the tattoo guy for successfully, because these things are kind of sensitive.
Yeah, that's a tough
one. They have to be pretty much 100% correct. But it works. Evidently, the tattoo artist successfully did it. A video posted on TikTok shows a masked Colinetta, so vaccinated, a strong enough believer that he's got the QR code tattooed on him, still wearing a mask as he entered. Well, of course he is, because he's a strong believer. So he's going to wear a mask. I have a friend right now who's at a convention in Indianapolis. By the way, amidst the spread of the Delta variant, he's in Indianapolis at a... When I say friend, I mean the term loosely, like I know the person, but we're not really friends because he's weird. It's a furry convention. And he's there, and he's posting pictures constantly on Facebook of it. And I look because it's like a train wreck. I can't not look. It's just this insanity. And sure enough, aside from all of the other stuff, he's always there wearing two face masks because he's one of these firm believers. But that didn't stop him from going to this convention in, quote, the middle of a pandemic with the spread of this Delta variant. So if they want to do something badly enough, they don't really care about the pandemic. Bless you, Mark. Just like this. Okay. One sneeze is enough, Mark. Two is too many. Gotta mute you. And he sounded far away as well. A security guard at the entrance is seen. McDonald's has a security guard. The McDonald's in Italy, who's paying for that? Because I can't imagine.
Taxpayers in Italy.
Yeah, I can't imagine McDonald's is paying for that. So.
Must be a really rowdy McDonald's if they need security.
Well, apparently, what the security does is they just scan your barcode to make sure you're actually allowed to enter the premises.
Yeah, that has to be like a state run thing.
Does every restaurant, every museum, every venue, do they have to have a security guard now? Because that's a bit stupid. But hey, statists will be statists. I'm just sort of stunned that anyone out there was silly enough to get their probably temporary barcode, because it's only a matter of time before there's a new vaccine, or your barcode's not going to work because it's only good because you've only gotten two shots. And now you have to have three shots or four shots. And I see people on social media talking all the time about how they'll get as many shots as they're advised to get. I'm like, yeah, no, dude, I don't want any of them. Someone who is watching on Twitch has pointed out that every school has security guards. Yes. Well, not every school.
No, I don't think so. A lot of them do nowadays, but not every school.
But every McDonald's certainly doesn't, nor do they need security guards. I understand if people want, you know, private security at whatever venue. Sure, that's fine, but this has to be paid for by the government, because McDonald's is not going to hire a security guard to stand there and scan people's QR codes. But if that's your sort of thing, evidently you can just get it tattooed on you, and it will still work. I dread to think, because we all know that booster shots are coming and his QR code won't work, because once the FDA or the equivalent in Italy says, yes, okay, you have to have a booster shot at 8 months, well, that means you're no longer fully vaccinated, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds like this QR code probably goes onto some sort of like online interface that probably updates, right? So it might have like all of his medical records as far as COVID vaccination would go, possibly.
That's true as well. I want to know how we got to this point where we're sharing our health information with strangers all the time. Like, it's strange to me hearing coworkers talk about, not anymore because they're all vaccinated or they're all against the vaccine, but early on when they were getting vaccinated, they were sharing with everyone who would listen. Oh, I'm getting my shot on this day. Oh, I'm getting the Moderna. I'm getting the Pfizer. Like,
yeah.
Like Team Moderna, Team Pfizer. And they have no knowledge differentiating the two. They don't know which one's better, which one's worse. And they have no reason to think that one is better or one is worse. But there was still this division among them. And it wasn't a hostile division or anything like that. But it was just strange to hear people talking about it like it was normal.
Yeah.
When I don't generally talk about why I prefer aspirin over ibuprofen to people,
exactly.
Right?
Or they've, like, made it into a social thing.
Yeah, it's very much a social thing, and so is the masking nonsense. It's all, none of it's backed by science anymore, and that's amazing considering how much we were supposed to be admiring science and its ability to, you know, give us the facts. But the vaccinated are worried these days, and it's because scientists, well, they just don't have the answers. They don't know what's going on either, and if you need proof of this, just go to the CDC's website, that's cdc.gov, and take a look at what they have to say about wearing masks, and when it's required and when it isn't. It's so unbelievably confusing that if you make it to the end of it and you have any idea what you're supposed to do, I want to hear about it. 603-283-6160. But I don't think you will. And the bulk of it is ultimately just, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to get tested. And that's so scientifically unsound. And no one would dispute me on that point, because the vaccinated are still transmitting COVID-19 to others just as much as the unvaccinated. So being vaccinated just gives you license to spread COVID-19 yep. as much as you want.
Vaccinated people are the new super spreaders.
Yep. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.